My name is Christy. I've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was calling to ask if I was eligible. I am not yet 65. I will be at the end of March, but I have a son who has Down syndrome with a heart defect, and I didn't know, do I fit in any room where you have in-house care, but I'm not like a medical person. I'm just a mother that cares for him at home.
The only thing, whenever we pre-register, the only thing that we're going to go by is county and age. So with underlying conditions, I would suggest you reaching out to your primary caregiver.
Okay. They're not giving vaccine, though. Is that what you're saying, that maybe they'll give vaccines?
Or that they could direct you? I mean, because to get pre-registered, literally the only information we're going to get from you is your name, the county you live in, and your age.
Okay.
And that's where they're going to go by.
Okay. What was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you some questions. If I'm going to be 65 at the end of March, are y'all scheduling out that far?
We're not scheduling at all. The only thing we could do is get you pre-registered.
Oh, can you pre-register me?
You know what? Actually, I guess I spoke too soon. I cannot, but I can give you the number for you to call. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let me get a pencil. And I don't have one right here. Okay. Thank you for answering my phone call so quickly.
You're welcome.
Okie doke. I am ready.
It's 855.
Didn't work. Okay, 855.
566.
566.
5333.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.